All right, this is the hardest session, the last one of the day. We've got a lot of stuff. I know most of our brains are exploding, but one last session.
Yeah.
Really intense, totally focused.
Here we go.
Come on, Alex. Yeah, go ahead.
All right, thank you. So you've identified the issue, and this is on. You have an objective, you have a strategy, you'll be confronted with choices, with alternatives. And when you have a situation where the stakes are high, or the situation is complex, you need a framework for systematic decision making, which is the next topic, all right? Systematic decision making, a framework. Okay, state what decision has to be made. I want you to go to the decision analysis form, and I'll just read the slide as you look at that form. State what decision has to be made, articulate the available alternatives, establish the minimum imperatives or musts the decision should meet. I'll explain that later. List down the desirable dimensions or wants expressed in extremes. Example, least costly, highest potential attendance, least problematic, etc. Brainstorm and score each alternative using the decision analysis form. Eliminate any alternative that does not meet any must. Kanya siya must eh. If you don't need a must, you're dead as an alternative. Okay? Score surviving alternatives on the wants, weigh wants as appropriate. Choose highest scoring alternative. And then sit back and ponder on the sense of comfort with the chosen alternative. If you're not comfortable, if there's a lot of discomfort, repeat the process to validate the list of musts, wants, and the score. Okay? That's also where you pray, Lord, is this the right alternative? And the Spirit will give you peace or no peace. Okay? Yes. So, this is a pain to do at the start. You know why? Because us leaders and managers, we love, are you ready for this, pastors? Immediate gratification. We want action, okay? In the moral realm, that's sin, right? But in the management realm, immediate gratification is, I'll do it and I'll think about it later, okay? Which is a waste of time. So you need a framework to choose the alternative correctly. This is a pain, I will tell you. This is a pain, but what will happen to you as you practice this discipline, it will become part of your thinking process, okay? And then it becomes instinctive. Also, this is a good training tool for younger leaders, okay? So that they go through the process. Their process is structured. So, we have a case study, decision analysis case study, plenary session, brainstorm on the decision statement and alternatives available. Now, I understand the staff gave us there's a case here, I thought. Case study 3, Ignite 2011 change of venue. We recently got bumped off from our original venue, Field Sports Arena, for Ignite 2011 due to a national event that they had to accommodate. We already sent out announcements about the venue. And 3,500 delegates, which is more than half of our target number, have already registered at that time. We need to find a replacement venue as soon as possible. I understand this decision has been made, correct, Carlos?
Yes.
All right, now, so we're just going to role play it so you see the process. First decision statement, to choose the appropriate venue for Ignite 2011. So, isulat mo ra, write the decision statement. To choose the best venue or the most appropriate venue for Ignite 2011. To choose the most appropriate venue for Ignite 2011. You have four alternatives, SMX, Araneta Coliseum, Cuneta, and World Trade Center. The musts, I want you, in your groups, I won't give you a lot of time, I just want you to experience the process, okay? Write down what are the musts, okay? For example, it must meet, by the way, you have some data here, venue options. You've got seating capacity, available dates, estimated rental. You know when the date has to be. Carlos, when's the Ignite thing?
May 26.
May 26. So it must be available on May 26. And you know how many guests you want?
6,000.
6,000 must accommodate at least 6,000. And is there a budget?
Yeah, there was a budget, but we didn't put it here.
Okay, so I want you to brainstorm the musts, okay? What must the decision meet? What must the alternative meet? Kanya siya must, okay? So, list down the must. Must be available on anong date? Must be available May 26th to May 28th. Must accommodate 6,000 people. Let's just stay with those.
So we're writing these in right now. Is that right?
Yeah, we should write this in right now.
Okay. Yeah, must. You got it? So you got two musts, right?
Yeah.
The date and capacity.
Okay, and then with the data you have on the other sheet, you can give a yes-no answer to the alternative. Any alternative that gets a no in one of the musts is dead. It will not graduate. It's eliminated. Because must siya. Okay? So, if any alternative does not pass, gets a no on any must, it's dead. All right? So, it's no longer a viable alternative. The surviving alternatives, you then measure on wants. And on the wants, let's plenary brainstorm the wants. Give me some wants.
Least expensive parking.
Least expensive.
That's right. Least expensive.
Okay,
number
write
one.
That one down.
Number two.
Parking.
Best parking.
Parking. Okay.
Accessible.
Most accessible.
Accessibility.
So remember, when you're doing wants, it's always on the extreme. Okay. What's the first one?
Least expensive.
The next one, best parking.
Best parking.
Third one, most.
Most
accessible.
Convenient. Most accessible.
Most accessible to public transportation. I think what you're saying. All right? Give me another want.
Yeah, yell it out.
Access
okay.
to restaurants.
Best access to restaurants.
Yes.
Okay? That's number four. Give me another one.
Most secure.
Most secure.
Number five, most secure.
Or least, you know.
Best management support. You know, the guys that
all
are
right,
running.
Yeah. Best management support is number six.
Best management support. Most convenient.
We've got accessibility. We've got.
I mean the facility itself.
So okay,
excellent.
What? Best. No.
Excellent
quality. Best quality sound. Best sound system. Best seat. Best seats or.
Best facility.
Okay. Best physical. Best physical facility overall. Yeah.
You understand? These have to be worded extreme.
Yeah. So.
You get that?
So best, meaning?
Best, yeah. Worst, most,
when you say
least.
Best facility, it's not specific enough. You have to say, sorry?
Best physical setup.
Okay, best physical setup, which means it's air conditioned. Okay.
Best air conditioning.
The chairs are nice. Okay, all right, all right.
How specific should you be on this, Alex?
Sorry?
How specific should you be? All the way down to best, most comfortable seats?
Yeah,
or?
Because, so you can judge. Otherwise, if you're not specific, you can't judge.
Yeah,
okay.
But is 10 the max? That's how many you got there.
No, you don't need 10. How many do we have already?
Seven.
Why don't we stay with seven?
Okay.
Now weigh those wants. Okay, 1 to 10. Among those wants, which will get weigh each want in a scale of 10.
Do you understand? Like out of those seven, which one's the number one? Which one's the 10?
You got to work it with this group. Okay. Each group has to work it.
Oh.
So I'll give each group 5 minutes. You weigh the wants in a scale of 10, and then you score each alternative in a scale of 10.
Do you understand what he means by weigh the wants?
Qualify. That means 10 being heaviest weight, right?
10 is, yeah, scale of 10. 10 is the heaviest. 1 is the most favored, least favored. Okay?
Yeah.
10 is most favored. 1 is least.
Good.
Meaning, can I have your attention? Meaning
yeah.
The want is more, if you give a want a 10, that want is more important than the want which you will give a weight of 8.
Yeah.
Which want is more desirable than the other want?
So we're really measuring these against themselves.
Against themselves first, okay?
Yeah.
And then you measure each alternative against the want, and then you get a weighted score.
Wouldn't it be more efficient to just give them a rank in decreasing numbers? So 7, 6, 5, 4, at least
If the only goal is to see which one is enough.
Very good. You can. Joseph has a good suggestion. You look at the wants and you ask yourself. You decide which is the most desirable want. Give that a 10, and then the next desirable give it a 9, etc., etc. Okay.
Couldn't it be possible that two would be tied though for the most?
It is. Yeah. It is. Okay. Just so you get the experience. Yeah. And then score it, and then choose the alternative. Okay, time's up. Exercise is meant to give you a flavor of the process. Okay, I'll give you comments on this framework. You can cheat. You can manipulate. Okay, because the especially on the wants, the musts, they're pretty hard and fast. Okay, so when it comes to the wants, because it is formulaic, it's formula driven, you can manipulate the formula so that you'll put a higher weight on the wants that you want because you have a favorite alternative already. So here, you know, it really takes honesty, objectivity, and the thing to do is to make sure everyone participates in the process and is open and candid, because it's a formula, you can manipulate it. Okay, now this framework is best used also when choosing people. Alternative ABC could be Pastor ABC. Okay. We're opening a church in X location. Who should be the pastor? Okay. Or we have a new position. Manager of administration. Who should be the candidate? Is there an internal candidate? Are there internal candidates? Yes. Okay. Candidate ABC. Or there are three applicants externally. And we've interviewed them, and we're having a hard time who to choose. Okay, applicant A, B, C. In fact, it's used more for that than anything else. Wow. This applies to people selection as well. Okay, so again,
could it even be for volunteers, a key volunteer position?
Yeah. So what are the musts? What are the must qualifications? What are the ones? That's where all of the debate comes in. Because when you're choosing people on wants, you know, who's more pleasant than the other? Most punctual, and that's where a lot of subjectivity comes in. So you need to pray. And this formula, I just want to tell you, because it is a formula, you can cheat. Yeah. It can be manipulated. So that's a fair warning, okay? So that's a process.
Alex, you're saying basically it applies to anything that you're going to make a decision on.
Yeah.
In other words, people, venues, finances.
Build a house.
Rent a house. Yeah.
Whatever decision you want to make.
Because you're the one who defines the musts and the wants.
Exactly.
Actually a values grid.
Exactly. Okay. On the wants, it's a value system. On the musts, it's a business professional system. Okay, now. Let's say, sorry, Carlos.
I just remember something you said when you presented this to us. If there's only one option left, then there is no decision. But I just remember that where at a certain point, if there's only one option left, there is no decision. So,
yeah, I hope you don't have to go through this if there's no other option. Okay.
In many ways, this situation is like that because the number one must was the date. So in other words, everything else is out.
That's right.
Can we suggest that for singles in choosing a wife?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
It's actually everything. Yeah. All the decisions you make will go boil down to
absolutely.
That.
So we can equip our singles. We can give them these decisions.
Absolutely.
Okay, it's breaking down a little bit here.
Okay, now.
They're tough in this last hour, Alex, I'm telling you.
Let's say you've made a decision. All right? Listen carefully. You've made a decision. You're about to implement. Okay? My advice, don't. Do a potential problem analysis, which is the last section. Okay, potential problem analysis. Okay, go to that slide. Separates the excellent from the mediocre. Promotes or virtually ensures successful execution. The father of success is ideation, but the mother of success is execution. Provides for fallback positions. Helps review the sensibility of the decision. If there are a lot of serious potential problems, revisit the decision. I want you to go to the form. Potential problem analysis form or PPA form. Okay? Again, this step recognizes Murphy's Law. Do you guys know Murphy's Law?
Yes, we do.
Will go wrong at the worst possible
time.
Okay? It's a pain to do, but it is a precious exercise. Once again, it is an excellent thinking habit to cultivate.
Yeah.
Because when you do this often, it becomes part of your thinking process. It is also an excellent training tool for the younger pastors, the younger managers. Okay, it is a test of thoroughness. It leads to excellent execution. And this was perfected in practice by NASA engineers. Imagine, how can we be sure Neil Armstrong is returned to Earth from the moon? What if this goes wrong? Backup one. What if that fails? Backup two. What if that fails? Backup three. There are almost four generations of backups.
Wow.
Imagine you're in charge of delivering Neil Armstrong to land on the moon and then delivering him back to Earth. And so they became experts on PPA, potential problem analysis. So look at the form.
It's great.
Brainstorm on the potential problem. We will do this in SMX, let's say, if that's a decision. What are the potential problems, okay? There are two floors. I mean, you know, the speaker will not be seen live all the time, okay? Okay, potential problem number one. Okay, brainstorm on the potential problems of the decision. Pretend the decision is about to be made or has been made. What are the potential problems? And then brainstorm, what is the probability of occurrence of this potential problem? Scale of 10, probability. 1, probably it won't happen. 10, it's sure to happen. Next column, seriousness. It's either scale of 1 to 10 or LMAs, low, medium, high. Okay. If it happens, if this potential problem happens, is it high seriousness, medium seriousness, or low seriousness? Okay. And then, excuse me, preventive action. Okay. What can we do to prevent this potential problem from happening? Okay. And then contingency action. If it happens anyway, what should we do when it happens? Okay. So, and there's a lot, this is pain. I mean, ang kulit nito, boss. This is so, anong kulit sa English? Translate. It's so thorough and tedious. It is so tedious. I hate it. Okay? But it determines whether you live or die. Literally. And because this is thoroughness at the extreme. Okay? So, what I want you to do is pretend. Let's take the decision, Carlos. Where are we holding it? Okay. So the decision. We're gonna do it in Cuneta. Okay. Go to your groups. You have 5 minutes. Brainstorm. What are the potential problems in Cuneta? What are the probabilities? What is the seriousness? All right. 5 minutes. Go.
Go.
Excuse me. There will be a 1 minute presentation per team. Okay. Can we select the team presenter? Index finger to the ceiling.
Team presenter, group
index
one.
Index finger to the ceiling.
Hardy. Team presenter, okay. Jansen. Team presenter, Mark. Team presenter, no, different one. Different one.
June.
Team presenter, Dennis. Officially selected, Dennis. Keep going.
Okay.
All right.
Time's up.
Okay, we're going to start with group five this time. Dennis, here we go. All right, class.
Okay,
Dennis.
Potential problem number one, security. Probability something will happen, 6. Seriousness is high. Preventive action is increased security and ushers and increased police visibility. Contingency action, Bobby Nabida.
Yeah. No, what's that? Okay?
The eraser. Parking, probability 9, seriousness low, action, shuttle. Transportation, another potential problem, probability 8. Seriousness medium, shuttle again, ang preventive action. No restaurants, probability 10. Seriousness medium, preventive action, shuttle again to MOA or have enough food concessionaires.
All right. Next group.
Go ahead, Jen.
June.
Jen.
All right. For potential problem number one, we put parking, probability 10. Seriousness medium, preventive action, rent empty slots or parking spaces there, probably do valet, contingency action, shuttle. Number two, security, probability 9, seriousness high, preventive action, coordination with the local government, contingency action, coordinate with the medical services if something happens. Number three, sound system, probability 7, seriousness high, preventive action, contract external resources. We didn't get to contingency action. Number four, rain, the weather, getting access to the place, probability 7, seriousness medium, preventive action, probably put tents and canopies.
All right, thank you.
Mark? For us, number one potential problem is security. Probability 7. Seriousness is high. Our preventive action is we want to coordinate with the local government and with the police. Contingency action, because of the lack of time, we didn't write anything.
Okay.
Potential problem number two, parking. Probability 7, seriousness is high. We're thinking of, ano nga pa to? We're looking for other venues of parking, not really necessarily with the...
Near there, yeah.
Yeah. And then contingency action, wala. Number three, we have accessibility. Probability is 5, seriousness is medium. Then shuttling is the preventive action. Number four is air conditioning. Probability is 5. Seriousness is medium. Then we have the management arrangement.
Thank you.
Air conditioning should be high seriousness for me. Yeah, yeah. It's Nixon. Go.
All right. I won't mention what they've already mentioned. Okay. I guess I'll just start with what if it's not filled to capacity. I think probability 5. Seriousness medium. So preventive action videos, maybe raising of fundings, or, and the contingency action is get all the pastors gathered and have them all attend. So pastors gathered. Another one of the potential problem from LA, what if Joseph and CJ get sick? Probability 5, seriousness high. Preventive action, vaccination. All that contingency, have LA go up there. So.
Okay.
So just to be different.
All right.
Yeah, Jansen.
All right. Potential problem, aircon failure, probability 8. Seriousness high for our movement. Preventive action, Cunetas setting up backup air conditioning. Contingency action, rental of blower fans. Security problem, 9. Seriousness high. Partnership with local government is the preventive action. High police presence. Contingency action, security training and consultancy. Lack of parking. Probability 8, seriousness, medium, preventive action, shuttle service from center to venue, contingency action, rental of vacant lots.
Okay, big hand to all the presenters. Thank you very much. Focus on all potential problems with high, medium to high seriousness. Okay? In this analysis, you're looking for seriousness. Okay? A high seriousness problem, regardless of its low probability, you must focus attention. Okay? A high probability potential problem, if the seriousness is low, you don't have to worry that much about it. Okay? So you're looking for seriousness. Now, if there are too many high seriousness potential problems, you may want to review the decision. Honestly. Honestly.
Okay?
If they're all high seriousness, you may want to move the date so that other venues will be available. So you see, so that's how you do it. Okay. So now, if you apply this to the singles, okay. So I've chosen a spouse. What are the potential problems? This is also applicable. Okay. Questions. That's all I have for you. Any questions? Yeah.
You mentioned about the spouse.
Hang on there.
What would be number one?
Oh, is this just a Luther question? Is this a serious question?
You mentioned about the spouse.
Yeah, you're okay. Going to choose a...
What do you think is one serious problem?
Potential problem? We find out differences that we did not know before. Okay. Yeah, like, I mean, if you find out that she snores. You didn't know this before. Or she has habits that will irritate you. Those are potential problems.
Those are givens, though, aren't they? I have
questions.
I have a question. So I think most of us are overwhelmed by this. What do we do with this? What's next? What do you suggest? Where do we go?
Okay. The best usefulness will be in your next planning session. Well, of course, if you have a decision to make next week, and you could do the decision analysis already.
Yeah.
But if you have a long-term planning session, you know, I would be very happy to facilitate identification of issues. What you want to do is to sit down with your SWOT. Sit down with the mission, vision,
so this
goals.
Assumes a SWOT.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, this assumes a SWOT.
Yeah.
Or you could do a SWOT. Okay. In my consultancy, we do a SWOT and identify the key issues in the morning. That's 4 hours. Okay. I have four flip charts. Okay, four of those, and I just go, okay, what are the strengths? Okay, and then somebody flashes the past 3 year results of the business. Okay, and then before lunch, we identify the strategic issues. Then what happens is all day, the rest of the afternoon, and the rest of the following day, which is a 2 day engagement usually, we take each issue, and I do what I did with Giselle. I dictate the issue statement, and then the objective, and then and then I elicit strategies. And then I ask them, okay, do I understand the issue correctly? Because once I dictate something, I feed it, the group sees it on the screen. And they'll make comments. Oh, no, Alex, you know, it's actually like this. So we revise it. At the end of 2 days, you have 8 or 10 issues with the issue background statement, the objective, and strategies. Action plans will have to be done by the company themselves because it's too low level of detail for me. And what my clients do, they do the action plans, and then they invite me 3 or 4 months later to show me what they did and ask me for my comments. The end of that is a management conference where they will cascade the new strategic plan to their people, which we just did, say, for one company over the weekend. And I've been with this company for a year. We start exactly like this. We started like this, okay? And the transformation is amazing. Because what it does is it focuses the management team on the issues. And they know, when you know that, even though you have a lot of issues, when you know they are the issues, there's conflict, there's joy, there's, you know, there, because of the accuracy, and there's a lot of happiness that when you are working hard, it's not in vain, because you're working behind the right issues. Dennis.
Yeah, Dennis.
Two questions. Number one, do we always have to do a SWOT, or if we know the burning issue, we could let go of the SWOT? And
SWOT is about once every 2 or 3 years. Okay, because in answer to your question, no, you don't have to always do a SWOT.
Yeah. SWOT, but you have to have an initial SWOT.
Initial SWOT is a strategic SWOT, yeah.
Second, top 3 management books you read that you recommend for us.
Okay. Effective Executive by Peter Drucker. As in, I read that, 40 years ago?
Yeah. Yep.
Good to Great by Jim Collins.
Yeah, yes.
And Built to Last by Jim Collins. Yeah.
Okay.
I lost my thought. When you said effective executive, I lost my thought.
Who's got another question? Thought.
Yes, man.
You know, I'd like to think we did this about 3 years ago. We're actually probably due for one later this year. But the way you described it, it's like that's probably what we did. We took 2 days. We're able. Now, we can do one again for Metro Manila, but I'm thinking if this is also good for each local congregation to do one, cascading from the general objectives Absolutely. That we developed. So Absolutely. I think there may be, I don't know if each congregation has done that, but I think that may be the next step in this process. So is it good to do that on a overall?
Yeah.
And then what about on a per department level? Is that also good?
Yeah. I think I got my thought back. What I was thinking, Alex, just to help you for perspective, because you're talking to the admin. When does he talk to the admin people?
Next week.
Is it used to be one big caldero. And so it was almost impossible to define jobs and functions and structures. Now, because when you brought up missions, actually, the missions group should have something to this effect. Because this is the Metro Manila.
I see.
Okay. So, and then you've got the provincial should have an infrastructure like this because it's too big. And so when you define the priorities, the reality is you cannot. I mean, because these guys have very defined priorities. And so you've got to define the priorities of that other structure. So I'm just, for your, because you're going to talk to the, and then once they catch that, these men now can take that to the local congregations. And these men can now, and the admin guys now can take that to their local departments. And then the missions guys can take that to the nation or to the short-term mission. Because it's, Victory has grown. Actually, the issue of Victory was never, the issue was processing. It was just too big to process the way it used to do things. So I'm just giving you a heads up of why you some of those things are not here. It's because this is really a Metro Manila deal here.
Got it. Thank you.
Carlos has a question.
Yeah. I'll say the context and then I'll ask a question, sir. Do we purposefully, I thought when Pastor Paul scheduled Sir Alex here today, we thought it was great in terms of strategy so that you hear it now and then next week when the admin team hears it, the terms and the skills that they're going to learn are concepts you've already interacted with so that when they go back home to your centers and start talking in terms of, Pastor, what's the issue, you know where they're coming from so that the language cascades. So we're using the same terms the same way. And the framework we're using is similar. Now, Sir Alex, that being said, because this is the senior leadership group, what are some of the, I guess, practical steps that you could recommend for us as we move forward here? Because now we're armed with these tools. And our admin will come back. They're also going to be armed with these tools. You know, how do you actually see this playing out?
The most important next step is to identify the key issues. That's the most important next step. Yeah, because I doubt if I asked each and every one of you what the key issues are facing Metro Manila VCF, I'm not sure I'll get the same 8 or 10. I'm not sure. But you have to be sure. And so that you are in agreement as to what the overall issues are, so that people will understand why our priorities are such, because these are the issues. See, to me, the most important next step is to come together and complete that list. And agree on that list. And then do the objectives, background statement, objective, etc. You know, that to me is the...
So to qualify lang, before Robert's question, does that almost in my head entail a hierarchy of order then? Does that mean the top layer has to go through this process first and local levels have to wait? Because if not, then the local level identifies key issues here, but the top level identifies a bigger issue, and the locals running on their own agenda. But so, am I right in assuming that?
Okay, there's a lot of growing up to be done here because there's going to be an ambiguity, okay? And everyone will have to live with the ambiguity. There is an overall issue, there are overall issues, and there are local issues. Right. And the maturity comes in living with that. You know, I there's an overall issue I had to contribute to, but I have my own issues here. And I doubt that they will conflict, except in time. But it's good for the
top people to do the overall issues first.
Yeah, okay? Makes sense. Robert,
I just wanted to point out, because again, we are viewed as one church, then there's an overall issue that we should approach as one church. And in Metro Manila being Victory, meeting in 13 different locations, or 14th right now. And then also then, after saying that, then on my context, being the pastor in Pioneer, then I have a local issue to address as well, pertaining to the burning issue in my current location. So again, it's both ways, I think.
Let me give you an example. The same issue will not apply with the same emphasis in all locations. Yeah. For example, some ratios, some churches have double-digit ratios. Mm. Some churches have single-digit ratios.
Yes.
Okay? So, if I'm a pastor of a 6 ratio, okay, attendance to small group leaders, okay, I hear you, but I'm the biggest, I'm the lowest ratio. So I'll just continue what I'm doing, okay? So the issue will not be common in terms of emphasis in all
emphasis.
Churches.
Alex?
But it is common.
Alex, again.
This is our last thing, go ahead.
For your part of this structural. Because some of these issues, if you boil down Metro Manila pastors and senior pastors, there are really 3 main issues. Worship service, actually 4. Worship services, discipleship ministry, pastoral services, and administration. If you deliver that, we wouldn't have a problem. Some of these are actually apostolic issues. But because the apostolic team were part of the local churches before, i.e. Manny, Ferdy, myself, Jure have double roles, some of these, which are communication, national communication issues, were apostolic things that need to be dealt with. For instance, missions, for that matter, real life, those were apostolic issues. So now that we're migrating to the place where we're now structurally getting these men at an apostolic place where they were functioning, in many cases, we were functioning 4 different functions. So now we're limited to about 3. So some of these will be addressed. But at the local church level, really, the main issue is deliver. It's like a pilot. The number one issue is land the plane safely each and every time. If you can do that, we're going to be fine. Keep making disciples. And if you can do that repeatedly, we're going to be fine. If you can provide the pastoral services and make sure you don't turn red, we're going to be super fine. Okay. So some of these other issues are really apostolic issues. That's why some of this is structural. I'm just giving you a heads up so that as you get in and get involved, you see some of the things also.
Awesome. Well, it's been a great day, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Thank you, Alex.
Thank you.
We appreciate it. Now, we don't meet, I think it's 3 weeks from now, because in 2 weeks, we have the Metro Manila staff meeting. So 3 weeks, remember, 10 minutes a day makes a huge difference. All right? See you guys in 3 weeks.